You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. 216-578-0850, that's the time, that's the way to get a hold of us. Who won this big trade yesterday? What does it say about the running back position? Let me tell you what. If I was a general manager, Matt Wilhelm, and this would be my stance on running backs, never draft a running back in the first round, ever. Wouldn't do it. I would never trade up to draft a running back in any round.
Agree.
Ever. Wouldn't do it. I never would re-sign a running back to a big contract, even if he was my own guy.
Even backloaded?
I wouldn't sign it up to a big contract, a free agent, and I would never bring in a free agent. I would continue to add running backs through the draft. I think that you can Isaiah Crowell wasn't even drafted.
Right.
I think you can find running backs. I think that this league is all about the quarterback. You can't find quarterbacks. That's who you pay. Difference makers out wide, I think, are huge and impactful. Running backs are important, but I do think they are commodities. Now, Marshawn Lynch is a special player, yes, and he was in the right system, but Seahawks don't get there without that great defense. Adrian
right.
Peterson's never played in a Super Bowl in his career, and he was, you know, we would say the greatest running back, maybe one of the greatest running backs of all time in
sure.
his prime. I think that this league, not about running backs. They have been devalued. I don't think you pay them. I don't think the league pays them. And I think you're smart about how you do it. Every couple of years, you just draft somebody in the middle
yeah.
rounds and bring in undrafted guys and see what you got. Arian Foster was undrafted.
And the true value is in running the football, but not necessarily who it is running the football. You know, as long as you're efficient running the football. And as we heard, you know, yesterday, John DeFilippo talk about the run game, the fact that we're going to, you know, he's excited about Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West to go through OTAs and through training camp and this football team's ability to run the football. We heard about Josh McCown. What wooed him here to Cleveland was that offensive line first. Secondly, the ability to run the football, you know, and his efficiency, you know, and to me, that 1-10 is out the window. You know, that's the past. And what he'll be able to do potentially as the starter here in Cleveland behind that offensive line and the ability to run the football, any quarterback that would be here would be much more efficient.
Yes, and again, listen, it's just an interesting thing in this league, as I talked about earlier. LeSean McCoy, DeMarco Murray, Adrian Peterson, and Marshawn Lynch all could be playing with other teams in 2015 than they did in 2014. That is unbelievable to me when you really think about it. That is unbelievable.
Because they're staples in the uniform that they're in right now because of their production. And yet, the decision makers of that organization and also to the business side of football is dwindling away for those running backs to the point where they'd rather go in another direction.
To be fair, the one exception is Adrian Peterson, where he might not want to play for the Vikings with everything that's happened.
Correct.
There. I think they want to keep him. In fact, Mike Zimmer's down there right now trying to woo him and heal things with Adrian Peterson. I don't know if it's going to be an issue, if it's going to be able to be worked out. 216-578-0850. We've got Don in Key West. Don, welcome to CBD.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
I want to talk about Marcus Mariota, but I'll answer your question first about the running back, and I think the Eagles definitely made out because these running backs, their career is so short. Look at that with Chris Johnson. He had those great years. LeSean McCoy's been in the league a number of years. He could his stats could go down immediately. He might have one or two good years, and that might be it. But that's just my opinion on
right.
that. But I want to talk a little bit about Marcus Mariota. Two points I have. And I hear like people like Tony Grossi talking it would take three first-rounders to get him if the Browns wanted him. And I really don't understand
I don't think that's true at all.
Because the Browns are the only team that have three first-rounders. So they would actually be overpaying more than anybody else could offer unless they wanted to give up 3 years in a row. And the second point I have about Marcus Mariota is obviously the Eagles really want him. And we have the most power firepower to go get him. So why the Eagles wouldn't go through the Browns to get Marcus Mariota, and in turn, you know, we can get some draft picks back and Nick Foles, which would satisfy both teams' needs.
Listen, I there was one time I read somewhere that the Eagles would be willing to trade 12 for Foles and their 20 for the Browns' 12. Because then they from 12 to get to 5, which is where people think they need to get, is 500 draft points. which is akin to another second rounder, which is akin to the 40th pick in the draft.
So then what would the Eagles have to give to go from 12 to 5?
So they would probably have to give 12 and then package maybe a second and a third.
But not give up next year.
Or give up next year's one.
Next year's one would
be immediate. Yeah, but that's all it would take. I don't think it would, for the Browns, it would probably only take that this year's one and next year's one to move up. Maybe you'd have to throw in a little bit of a sweetener, a four or something like that, but it wouldn't take much.
And you have to figure, to me, the NFC East is kind of a division that's up in the air because I think the Cowboys are trending upward. I think the Giants are rebuilding. I know they're in play for Ndamukong Suh, so they're shoring up their defense. You've got Eli, back. You've got Beckham, and Cruz coming back. They may be in the market for a wide receiver early at some point. And so it's a division that's going to be up in the air. And Philly, with Mariota in Chip Kelly's system, may need some time to get it figured out. It might not just happen the way Chip Kelly sees it, and they just flourish and go win double-digit games again. So that draft pick might actually not be in the 20s, may be in the teens.
Right. So you might be – it would be most likely. That's what the Eagles are certainly counting on. Let's go to James in Worcester talking about that trade, Kiko Alonso for LeSean McCoy. James, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Good. Yeah, I'm a Bills fan. I'm from Buffalo originally. And when this went down, it made me sick to my stomach. I mean, the Bills have an outstanding defense, and he was out all season. And so Kiko's supposed to come back, defense even get better, plug in any running back to a system
sure. This
day and age, and it makes it happen.
Do you think some of that?
Sick to my stomach.
Do you think some of that has to do with that defensive front being so good that they believe they can plug in another playmaker, maybe not to the as productive as Kiko, and flourish behind that defensive front as it is?
Well, that's the only reasoning in my mind that made me sane. I thought maybe they thought middle linebacker to them, they can plug in who they want.
Because Rex might bring David Harris in.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah.
And in that case. I think David Harris is more productive and more of a stat filler than Kiko is.
Kiko's a great young player, great contract, great asset overall. And I think, when you look at the Bills, they're getting a guy that the question you have to ask yourself when you do these trades, and this is, I think, what the Browns are trying to do in terms of long-term strategic thinking. Do the Bills think that they are with now Matt Cassel and EJ Manuel quarterback? Do you think you're a year or two away from winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So the Bills, you think believe that they're a year or two away from winning the Super Bowl?
I do.
Because they're going to play D and just feed McCoy.
They do, and I think now more so than ever.
They must. Otherwise,
they've got Rex Ryan and that attitude. That Rex Ryan's got that no-fail machismo, we're bigger, we're badder, we're better than everybody else. So he's fueling the fire that a lot of their general manager and their next two or three years, it's going to be an all-in situation with Rex Ryan at the helm.
It clearly must be. That would be the only reason that you would make such a trade. Now, again, they did that trade. It's 2 years in a row, consecutive years, they made a mortgage the future for the present trade, which is with the Sammy Watkins one, two firsts for Watkins, and then, of course, now with LeSean McCoy bringing him in. Now, they could say, well, listen, we got a great playmaker wide receiver, and now we have a great playmaker running back. And I think in fantasy football, what they did makes a heck of a lot of sense. In the real world, we'll see.
Do you think Fred Jackson maintains his stature there?
He could stay and be a backup.
As a number two?
Yeah, he could stay and be a backup, which is what he should be at his age. Yeah, I think that he certainly could get in there. Now, people saying LeSean McCoy not excited about it. Gibbs, what do you think about this trade? What do you think about the running back position at large?
Sorry, was call screening.
I said, Gibbs, what do you think about this trade in the running back position at large?
It's amazing to me. If you look at did the Vikings, I just retweeted at Browns_daily Adrian Peterson hugging Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman at Peterson's house. Like, would they be broken up if he didn't come back? If Beast Mode doesn't come back in Seattle, is it huge?
Do you pay Russell Wilson the kind of money he was supposed to get without Beast Mode?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't get why people are devaluing a position that, if you look at the last few years, teams that have won the Super Bowl going back 3 to 4 years, outside of quarterback, it's been the play of your running back.
Which teams?
Seattle should have won with Beast Mode.
Okay, they didn't, but Seattle, you could argue, is there as much as with their defense. Yes, unless you have an all-world defense and you're running back. So Seattle
saying outside of the quarterback position.
All right, so Seattle a year ago.
Go back 4 years. Look at the Green Bay Packer team that I played for.
Which one was James Starks, who was at that end.
Was a late-round pick.
Right.
Who just got
healthy. Out of the University of Buffalo. Just got out of health. Yeah, exactly.
But again,
go to those Giants teams. Those teams were not built around
Ahmad Bradshaw.
Those teams were not built around their running backs. Ahmad Bradshaw would never be considered to be a top, you know, elite level running back in the National Football League. You had the Ravens team that beat the 49ers, won that game because of Flacco, not Ray Rice. They made their whole playoff run with Flacco, and they, you know, before that you had the Giants, Ahmad Bradshaw. The year before that you had the Green Bay Packers, which was James Starks. The year before that you had the New Orleans Saints, which did not win because of their running back. The Pittsburgh Steelers team that,
with Bettis.
That beat Arizona, but that wasn't still Bettis. Bettis's last year, when they had Willie Parker. And that was two prior. The year before that was Indianapolis. So, I mean, you'd have to go – beast mode is the best example since the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, in the last 10 years.
But you still need a running game to get there.
But the
point is the running game.
But that can come from an offensive line. That can come from a scheme. That can come because of a great quarterback. There are a lot of it doesn't necessarily come from that runner individually. I mean, Barry Sanders didn't have success. Adrian Peterson's never been to a Super Bowl.
I think Buffalo was a winner in this trade.
I think that's why.
And I think that because you don't know what Alonzo's going to be. What, you know, the guy's coming off a torn ACL.
Well, and also too is I think that even so, LeSean McCoy gives the Bills an immediate impact, which their management must feel as well as Rex Ryan is what they needed to get over the hump in the AFC East.
Yeah, Fred Jackson can back him up. CJ Spiller is gone. They also, who else did they get from Philly running
Bryce the Brown.
Yeah, Bryce Brown. So, I mean, that's they're clearly trying to run the football. I think it's a significant upgrade at that position for them. And, you know, I Kiko Alonso, I don't know what I'm getting. Am I getting the Kiko Alonso from his rookie year? And you're not. Not at least this year. It takes 2 years to be fully recovered from an ACL tear.
Question is, he doesn't have, but you're paying him $790,000.
So what are you going to do? But what are you doing with that money?
That's what they're going to be bringing in some big name people. Watch, they're going to be very active in free
agency.
Okay,
but again, you're overpaying in free agency,
and you're overpaying LeSean McCoy as a running back.
I think
you're,
yeah.
Yes,
I disagree with that.
So here's one of the top
all around players in the NFL.
He's not, though. He averaged 4.2 yards a carry last year. Big deal. He was a non-factor in the passing game. Big deal. That's a big deal. And he's got the carries. He's got the tread on his tires. Look at what C.J. Anderson did stepping in for Denver at the end of the year. He was fine. He wasn't even drafted. Arian Foster wasn't drafted in Houston. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys feel that they can move on from DeMarco Moore. You could just, if you're the Eagles, let's say you don't get Mariota. At 20, just draft Melvin Gordon, and all of a sudden, boom, you've got a great running back who fits your system. You're fine. I don't think that it's – who cares?
The Cleveland Browns have an undrafted free agent that barely made the team that took his last preseason game to make the football team as a part of the two-headed monster here in Cleveland. That's going to be, you know, a 1,300-yard rushing tandem.
So the last team to lead the NFL in rushing and win the Super Bowl was the 85 Bears, which had maybe the greatest defense of all time, and Walter Payton. I think when you just look at the Super Bowl winners of the last decade, it's just obvious how unimportant – a star running back is. There's not Marshawn Lynch is the only star running back who has won a Super Bowl in the last decade. Because Jerome Bettis at that point was, I mean, first of all, his Hall of Fame candidacy aside, I mean, to me, there are plenty of other running backs who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame ahead of Jerome Bettis. But
wow,
come on, look at his numbers. Jerome Bettis was never even the best running back in the league at any point in his career. Never. Not even close.
All right.
So the running backs aren't important. You're talking about what's important here. What are the themes that's important here? I don't know. Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning, Flacco, Russell Wilson. But that Seattle team, that was the best team that won, in my opinion, because you had a solid quarterback. Like, I don't know what Russell Wilson is if you throw him on the Jets or the Bills or throw him here in Cleveland. I don't know how great Russell Wilson is. I don't know that he's transcendent. That was one that had the best running back. And I don't know about, you know, and obviously they had one of the best defenses of all time. Oh, and then Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. And the two Super Bowls before that were Tom Brady. So I don't think that the running back is really, I just don't think it's that big of a deal. And I think you're seeing it be devalued, and I think no running back should be making that kind of
money. Here's the problem. You made that trade. I don't know if either team has a quarterback right now.
Well, I think the Eagles, in my way, when you look at what he's doing, I'm pretty sure they're going to go ahead and get, I think he's doing whatever he wants, and if he wants Mariota, He might even – Tampa Bay might even bluff him and force him to go up to number one to go get him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nope, I hear you.
And our stance on this is not to discount running the football. It's the runners who are running the football that we're discounting.
I think it's becoming much more about your line, your scheme, your quarterback, what you're able to do as an offense as opposed to the individual running back, and that's what happened. That's what's happened. So, you know, it's very interesting. So Brian Westbrook, one of my good buddies, who great running back in his own right, says the Eagles got rid of a big salary, add a good young linebacker, and still have the possibility of signing a guy that seems to fit like C.J. Spiller for significantly cheaper. It doesn't make sense from a team-building standpoint to have that much invested in a running back who's 27, who's led the league in carries, or who will be 27 when he plays. He's 26 currently. And I think that's where we're at. The fact that the Cowboys didn't do everything they could to bring back DeMarco Murray after leading the NFL in rushing at his age tells you everything that you need to know. Tells you everything you need to know. That's what I think. Anyway, we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty 4 when Mike Garofalo from Fox Sports 1, their NFL insider, stops by. He'll talk about these trades, talk about the quarterback market, what's the latest that he's hearing there, and what did he think about what happened in Buffalo, Philly, and of course here with the Cleveland Browns.